Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have here today Alice Chun with Solight Design. I went and looked her up online. She's done some amazing things with these. These are beautiful solar lights. So welcome, Alice. Tell us what you're doing.
I'm an inventor. I'm a social entrepreneur, a mother, and I was a former professor in architecture at Columbia University. My focus was solar energy because when my son was born with asthma, we would be going to the doctor's office all the time. And you know, there's a saying, a worried mom does better research than the FBI. Well, that was me. And I realized that 1 out of 4 kids in New York have asthma due to the pollution in the air. 75% of the pollution comes from buildings, not the cars. And I focused on solar energy and was early on sewing solar panels to fabric and thin film substrates. Then in 2010, the Haiti earthquake happened after multitudes of different natural disasters reoccurring more frequently. I decided to step up and change my studio around to be an innovation studio to help Haiti. And in that research, we realized Haiti was a microcosm of what was happening globally. Only 10% of the country was electrified and everyone was using kerosene lanterns, which is a deadly toxic fuel. And then we realized at one point I made 500 prototypes of our solar puff light. I researched every solar light there on the market. They were all heavy, hard, bulky, plastic, ugly. And I am Korean and I grew up doing origami as a child. My mother taught me origami as a child. And all of our products fold and collapse like an origami balloon. And that's what the design is based on, so that you can fit hundreds in a box versus the other solar lights that are hard and heavy and bulky. You can only fit 10. And ours are the lightest on the market in terms of weight. They weigh practically nothing and you don't even know that they're in your bag. So early on, when I was teaching at Columbia, I got on the phone and kept calling the UN envoy to Haiti 20 different times for a month. And then finally, someone came. He invited me to Haiti for a tech expo. And, you know, everyone was amazed. They loved the design. And fast forward 7 years, there's a hurricane called Maria that hits Puerto Rico and 3 million people don't have access to electricity. And we get on the phone and we call all of our nonprofit partners. And we're able to get over 100,000 lights to people that have no light in Puerto Rico. And whenever I visit children, I bring these lights so that they can study at night. And I tell them the story of how when I was a little girl, I was beaten up and teased because I looked different than everyone else in school. And I became a fighter, but I didn't fight with my fists. I fought with the light in my heart and my mind. And now that they have these lights, they're light warriors, and they must fight with the light in their heart and their mind because the sun is the most powerful source of energy that comes to the earth every day. But the light of their heart and mind is even more powerful than the sun. And then a year after that, they do a docuseries called Gutsy on Apple TV, and 30 people descend on me and my tiny apartment in Manhattan to film that episode in Gutsy. And then after that came out, I get a call from Bob Iger. And this is after he leaves Disney and before he goes back to Disney. Mm-hmm. So that was like 3 weeks in between. And he wants to meet me because his team saw Gutsy and they saw that in my interview, I mentioned his book because I love his book called Ride of a Lifetime by Bob Iger. And he wanted to just say thank you. The nicest guy you'll ever meet. I don't know if you've met him, but he is amazingly like sweet, soft-spoken, just so nice. And after that, he went back to Disney and he and his wife helped fund my trip to Ukraine, where I hand-delivered 1,000 lights to children in hospitals who have PTSD.
That's always the fascinating thing about entrepreneurship. You start with an education, which you had maybe. You know something. You know how to do something. But you take it in a very creative way. Are you selling these commercially in the U.S. too?
Absolutely.
So somebody like me could buy one.
Oh, absolutely.
So I could string these in my backyard. They're very cool looking. They're origami.
Everyone that has them, they love them. All of our customers have been repeat customers since 2015 when we first started. And Christmas season, everyone loves to buy them as gifts for their family and friends. But, you know, in the U.S., camping, hiking, and by the way, because of natural disasters, there's a 60% increase in power outages. And living in Fort Lauderdale, hurricanes galore.
Hurricanes are coming for
you
sure.
You know, and a lot of our customers.
So get your solar lights. Stock up.
Lauderdale. I had a question. Do they float?
Yes.
So I was thinking about, we were over in Angela Yee's studio and you were showing her your product. And one of the things I thought about outside of Mano's recommendation of using as a purse in the club was that you could put them in your pool. Like they're pretty pool lights.
Absolutely. They float in your pool. You can put them in the bathtub. Your kids love them. They love them as night lights. And you can teach your kids about solar energy. We have a lot of people that have weddings and events that love them because you can put them anywhere and they're great for gifts. And then for our humanitarian side, we also have a page where people can come and buy a light to give to one of our humanitarian missions. So
that's so sweet. That's so great. How do people find you? Where can we buy these?
Just go to solight-design.com, solight-design.com. And we have a whole series of different solar lights. They're all origami. They're compact, and some of them charge phones. They're larger lights that also have a power bank, all charged by the sun, and they work when you're really out of power. When, you know, everyone here, we have, you know, our homes that are hooked up to a grid, but in just in case, like the people of Puerto Rico, they never thought that they would be out of power for about 6 months. When that happened. And so if you're really stuck, our devices will actually work. It won't take 2 weeks to charge.
You got to start talking to someone in Hollywood about getting these into one of those disaster movies, right?
I totally. Product placement.
Alice Chun with Solight Design. Thank you very much. We love what you are doing. That is truly amazing.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.